Oh man, it was just a little bit of a miscommunication. You know, my whole goal and intentions were to go out there and play. You know, I felt like I owed it to the team, and I think just my wanting to go so bad, wanting to play so bad, my body wasn't, it wouldn't let me. So when it came down to it, I thought that once Saturday came, I'd take shots, my finger, numb it up, cast it up, and try to play. You know, so when it came down to it, I got the shots, I put the cast on it, went out there to play, and it still felt like in practice when I couldn't use, I felt like I was playing with one hand. So when it came down to that, I felt like I was going to be letting the team down if I was out there bracing myself and just only playing with a left hand. So it came down to that decision, and that's why I ended up not playing.
Did your game against Oakland contribute to that? You kept going back in with injuries and weren't yourself?
Yeah, I just want to be out there for the squad. You know, my thing was just me being out there and me wanting to play so bad. I think that's why coaches knew my finger was messed up. I was telling them or whatever, but they didn't understand to the extent that me wanting to play so much, I don't think I was as clear. So I think there's just a miscommunication.
So what's your reaction to being taken to task since from outside here by people questioning?
It's upsetting. You know, it's a little upsetting to me. I mean, I play so hard. I mean, I would think that I know in the locker room my guys, and they don't question that at all. I mean, just me wanting to be out there so much, I think that's kind of what the problem was. I wanted to be out there so bad that I just couldn't see myself not playing. But at the end of the day, I would have been out there and I would have been a liability. I would have been hurting the team more than helping them. At the end of the day, that's not what I want to do at all.
Today, Patton said he's partly to blame for that reaction because two different times he said, well, Joe couldn't play. Did he need to patch things up with you?
He said he misspoke. I mean, me and Coach Patton, he sent me an extensive text and then we talked. So we're good. It's just a lack of communication. It was just a little, that's really all it was. So me and Pat, we're good. We're moving forward.
How hard is it to come to that decision that I can't go out there and I'm not going to be able to help guys?
Well, it's the worst. It's the worst feeling ever. That's why I kept it till the last minute. I mean, I wanted to go. I want to play. Me not being out there, I understand. I'm a guy that we need for this defense. I'm out there. I'm in zero. We rolling coverages away, so it's really not a one for one swap. So I can see where the coaches could come from, not knowing that they got to make game plan decisions at the time of the game. So I completely understand where they're coming from, but where I was coming from was, I want to be out there. I want to help my guys. And at the end of the day, when I'm going to hurt them, not being able to use both hands, only playing with a left hand, it's not going to be good.
Did you address the DBs before the game?
I talked to them right before the game. Like when I figured out I wasn't going to be able to, I walked up to Dante, talked to him personally, walked up to Carlos, talked to him personally, walked up to Kruger, talked up to him personally, walked up to Tremont, talked to all of these guys. I walked up to each one of my teammates because my biggest thing is, like, for them to say Joe's not trying to play, that really hurts because, like, I've been in Cleveland for a long time. I mean, feeling like you got to prove yourself over and over, fight playing through injuries. It's just like, man, if I'm hurt, I'm hurt. If I can't go, I can't go. Hurt is different than injury. I play hurt all the time. But if I'm injured and I feel like I'm going to hurt the team, I'm not going to go out there. That's just how it is. I don't want to be out there hurting us. So I think that was the biggest thing. And just me wanting to be out there so bad, me wanting to play, I just try to get it to the last minute to see if I can make it happen.
Hey, Joe, what's wrong with the defense?
We just gotta make plays. I mean, a lot of the things is just big plays happen on us. We gotta cut down the big plays. You don't really see them slowly march them. It's just a big play that'll hit us for a long run, and then it's just they're back on the ball. We gotta make sure that we stay tight and just limit the big plays by far as they burst a run, or it'll be somebody running through our defense uncovered. It's miscommunication. It's not like we're getting people are just on their man and things are happening like that. I think we just gotta be a little bit. We gotta be more locked in. We gotta be more. On point.
Joe, Friday you talked about how you guys get beat upside your head when you lose and praise them, put the Hall of Fame in your hand. Is the reaction this week to you kind of another example of that?
No, man. I mean, it's at the end of the day, we're not playing to the we're not winning games. We're 1-3, and it is what it is. So the talk about us not playing well is legitimate. Like, we have to be able to play better. We lost by the game. It was just a tough way to go out, you know. And I feel like same thing. We understand that we're not far away. We're just giving up. Sometimes on defense, is giving up big plays, and not just marching it down on us, but keep saying that, giving up big plays, letting people run scot-free. I mean, we can't do that.
Joe,
Joe, a couple of your teammates came to your defense, you know, right away to Craig in the locker room on Monday, and he was like really mad that anybody would even think about questioning your heart, your soul. How did that feel to have those guys jump to your defense?
Man, it feels good because I mean I'm in here with these guys. They know my heart. They know how passionate I am about playing. How much I want the Browns to turn it around and start winning. I want to be here. I signed my extension to play here and be here when it gets good. Mm-hmm. You know, so my whole thing is with me going out there like. It hurt me because I know that's not the case at all. I want to be out there. I want to play. And for my teammates and all them guys to definitely, I know they have my back. And even when I found out the decision, walking up to them individually, letting them know, man, look, y'all know I got your back. I can't go out there and help y'all today because I'm not going to be able to help you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hurt the team. And just them knowing that, man, when I'm looking at each one of their eyes, letting them know, dude, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do everything I can to get back out there with you.
Do you think the coaches initially that day were a little dismayed?
I got to see exactly where they're coming from. I mean, they're game plan around me and what I'm going to do out there for the defense. So I could see definitely why. It's just kind of a curveball. I mean, they knew the whole week, though, my finger was down. But I think I just the lack of communication, just let them know, like, coach, I'm messed up. But I'm going to fight as much as I can until the last minute.
Did you know you were probable?
I don't know the difference between probable, questionable, maybe not, maybe I'm going. I'm like, what the hell is the difference? Like, I'm hurt. I'm going to try to see if I can go. Like, probable, questionable, I have zero idea the difference of any of that.
Joe, where's the finger stand? Where's the finger stand moving forward? Are you going to be able to play this week?
I mean, that's the goal. That's the same thing I'm working on. And I'm keep trying to get it better. I mean, I have a broken. It's broken. So I'm just trying to figure out how wrapped it up, cast it up, and figure that out. But I'm just coming into treatment every day, going day by day, trying to get it better.